There we go. Hello and good evening, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in and joining me live. And thank you for those of you that are joining me live on Facebook Live. It's a lot to kind of manage all at once, but I thought I would jump on not only my radio show. You've found your way to the Psychic Playground here on 1-2 Radio, but we're also doing an old favorite thing, simulcasting the show here on Facebook Live. So hello to everybody joining me on Facebook Live. It's great to see you, Annette. I will stop trying to kick the tripod and shake the screen, but thank you for tuning in and joining me live and joining. I appreciate it very much. The reason why I wanted to go live today is because part of our psychic game, and hence my show name, The Psychic Playground, is to be able to actually play a game and to work with our intuition, work with our psychic gifts, but to do it in a way where the pressure is off, where we can have a good time and play a game. So for today's game, I have three eggs. So there are these three plastic Easter eggs, and inside of each egg is a stone or a crystal. And I'm going to reveal each stone and crystal, and then I'm going to seal these back up. And like a magician, I'm going to start to swirl them around. And then I'm going to pick one of the eggs, and all of us, including me, we're all going to pick and see if we can pick and see what the stone is, using our intuition, using our consciousness, using our connection, but to do it in a really fun, exciting way. So you can join me two ways. One is to join me Facebook Live on my personal page. And I've also shared that live to a private Facebook group. You're welcome to join me over there. It's the private 1-2 Radio group. It's the number 1-2 Radio. Send over an invitation. I'll make sure that you get approved and into the group while we're live on the air. That's where you can put your comments section in, and that's also where you can participate. It's great to see you, Tara. And speaking of Tara, she was the winner of last week's game, I believe. And we just worked out getting her the free minutes. And she had an ingenious way to link up on our sister site called 12listen.com. So 12 Radio is the radio. 12listen.com is where we do the one-on-one readings, healing sessions, where we're able to be life coaches. It's really a format where we all have different gifts and abilities, and we offer them on a one-on-one basis there over on 12listen. So in order to get those free minutes, though, to you, you have to have an account with Click for Advisor, and then you also have to, in some way, be connected to me. And the way to get connected to me is either to call me for a reading, put in a chat request. Those are the ways in which that links us together, and then it would allow me to then send the minutes. And so Tara, even though we've communicated so many different times on the radio, we were not connected in the system. And so she sent me a chat request, and that connected us in the system. I have now sent you the 5 minutes, Tara, in case you didn't know. And you also helped me realize how to make that easy going forward. So part of the sweetening the pot is to send 5 minutes. It's a 5 minutes of free of reading over on 12listen. And so if you win our game today, I'm going to send you 5 minutes. But like I said, there's a little trick. You got to sign up in the system. You got to be in the system for me to send you the minutes. But that is just a small little, I'm trying to think of the word I want to say. Well, it's a little bit of a step, maybe a couple steps, but it's worth it. Okay. So we have lapis lazuli. This is in honor of my partner, Alan. He really loves lapis lazuli. It's one of his favorite stones. And he's going to be joining me tonight. And we're going to be going live for Ethereal Styles and Soulful Smiles. That's our radio show that we do together. And that's happening at 8 p.m. Pacific. That's happening tonight. And we would love to see you there. But he's joining me in this fun way because he's at work right now. Lapis lazuli. This is for my babes. Okay, so I'm closing this up. So remember that, everybody. Lapis lazuli is one of the stones you can pick. Oh, boy. Let me close this. Come on. We're live. We got to cooperate here. All right, now we have one of my faves, too, my own personal fave, and it's a Herkimer diamond. This is a Herkimer diamond. It is not cut like a diamond on your ring finger, but it is a diamond nonetheless, and it has amazing diamond-like qualities. So Herkimer diamond, that is the other stone. Actually, it's really crystal. And then we have amethyst. Amethyst. So we have lapis lazuli, we have Herkimer diamond, and then we have an amethyst. So those are the three different crystals that we're working with. And Tara says, that's a big Herkimer. Yes, it is. I got lucky enough. I actually found this amazing store. It's in Tacoma, Washington. I was visiting my mom and my sister and some family members that live up there. And my brother-in-law, of course. And we were visiting. I was visiting. And I wanted to kind of look at the possibility of like seeing if they had any kind of psychic fairs or anything that I could do when I was seasonally in the area where I could, like, you know, do something at the store. And it's this really big stone and crystal store, but they also had readers, and then they also had special events. So I was just kind of in there looking around, seeing what I saw, and the way that they organized their stones and crystals is they put everything like rose quartz together, rhodochrosite goes together. And so all the different sizes, all the different forms would be together. So you could kind of see it in the different shapes and forms and the rough and polished and all that. So that way when you know, if you were drawn to a particular stone or crystal, you could go and like really kind of figure out which one you really were drawn to. So I happened to be drawn to these Herkimer diamonds and I found it, and it was a really reasonable price. It was like an offer I could not refuse, is what I'm saying. Okay, so we have our different stones and crystals here. Herkimer diamond, lapis lazuli, and we have our amethyst. And I'm starting to mix them around. If you're on the radio only, you're going to hear the noise. And you're going to have to just go in with your inner intuition and see what you what comes through for you. And if you happen to be watching live, we are spinning these Easter eggs around. We're getting ready to celebrate Easter here coming up at the end of this month. And I thought we would have a fun, different kind of game than we've played so far. And Deborah, hey, it's great to see you, Deborah. She says, this is amazing. So happy to see you live. The timing is unreal. Well, Deborah, I love that. You're definitely, you were part of when I was live more regularly back in the day, a few years ago. And it's great to see you again. I'm glad the timing is an awesome synchronicity. It's great to see you, Pamela. Pamela is also tuning in. She says, yeah, it's it is. My Herkimer is a teeny tiny. And I have a teeny tiny one too that a friend of mine gave me. And honestly, that was what inspired me to go looking at them, just to see other ones. And it brought me to this one. Geraldine. Hello, Geraldine. It's great to see you. I am doing this game. Let me mix it up here. We got lapis lazuli, amethyst, and we have a Herkimer diamond. And we're just seeing which one we're going to stop on. And we're all going to guess together which one is which. And I do have a little bit of an advantage because I kind of know the weight, so I didn't quite think that through. But I'm not going to pass on any hints, you guys. Okay. All right. So we have... All right. All right. So I have one left. I put two away. This is the one. I love it. Renee says, fun game. I'm passing until I use the minutes. I've won already. Well, that's something interesting, and I'm glad you said it, because there is an expiration date on those minutes. If you happen to not use the minutes before, you know, when I send them to you, I will send them to you one more time. So just so you know, if you got minutes, Never had a chance to use them. They do expire after a week or two, I believe. So I will resend them one more time if you didn't get a chance. All right, so Tara is the first guest, and she is guessing lapis. Lapis. Well, I didn't think this through all the way, you guys. Because once I reveal what it is, I do reveal what it is, and wow, I mean, she's not wrong. It is the lapis. You're right, Tara. I was not even trying for that. I know that might have been the easy, like, guess to think that I was going to go with the one that is celebrating my beloved. But I was not necessarily going to be just going with that just to go with that because I felt like that would be too easy. But honestly, I was spinning them around and this one spun out. And so, lapis. Tara, you got to use the 5 minutes I just sent you and then I will send you another 5 minutes because you won, and anyone else that has guessed lapis here within the same couple of minutes, I'll send you 5 minutes as well. But you have to kind of have guessed it at around the same time, and I'll be able to go back and take a look. But I want to make sure that everybody participated because, honestly, this is kind of hard to split my attention between my phone and Facebook Live and my computer and the broadcast going for 1-2 Radio. Part of what I'm going to do is I'm going to now shut down the Facebook Live feed because we're now done with the visual aid portion. And I want to be able to focus a little bit on the topic. And then we're going to do mini energy readings. So if you want to participate, if you want to join me, you're going to have to follow me over to 12radio.com. That's the number 1, the number 2, radio.com. At the very top of the screen, it's a website. You'll see Listen Now. You'll just click the button to listen now, and it will start playing. And then we also have an app, a free app available on 12radio. We have a free app available for Android and Apple phones. You just have to search 12radio, the number 1, the number 2, radio, no spaces. You'll see that come up. It might even be 12radio.com you have to search, but it's a free app. You'll see a black logo with a golden 12. That's the way you know that you found it to the right one. And then once you upload the app to your phone, it's as easy as pie to click on the app. It opens up and it will play whatever is playing live. And so right now, that is the Psychic Playground here on 12radio.com. So I'm going to say goodbye to everyone here. This has been the teaser for Facebook Live. It's been great to be here with you. I'm going to do this again. And thank you for joining me here in the comments, everybody. I had a great time doing this and being visible again. And so please follow us over, 12radio.com. The show is still going to be going all the way until 5 o'clock. And then there's more programming after that. Bye, everybody. Thank you for joining me on Facebook Live. Okay, so today's topic. I wanted to talk about what do we do to keep ourselves in a good space. And what I mean is, like, what do we do to keep ourselves in a good space? I mean just that. And when I say that, I'm talking about from a mind, body, and a spiritual perspective. So I'm throwing that out to you all, those of you that are listening, partly because I would love for you to let me know how you stay centered, how you stay focused, how you stay happy. I would love for you to share what works for you in your life. And I would love for this to be a space if you have had a recent win, like if you've noticed some significant change. This is going to be your opportunity to share that as well. If you put your comment in the comment section there underneath my banner, the Psychic Playground, there in our private group that I mentioned earlier, it is a private Facebook group. It's over on, if you go to Facebook, go to the search bar, click on 12radio, that's the number 12radio. You'll see that private group come up. There's a business page and a private group. Click on the private group. I will get you approved while we're live on the air. And then once you are in, then you will see my banner at the top of the page. And once you see the banner at the top of the page, You'll see the comment section. And once you do that, you'll be able to put in your comment. And I would love for you to do that. Let me know how you're doing. I would love to tune in and see who's joining me. I know I already said hi to some of you that were aware of the Facebook Live. Geraldine found it. Heck yeah. hello, Patty. It's great to see you. Renee and Evelyn. And just so you all know, we will have mini energy readings. I'll pick a card for you. We will do that at the second half of the show here in about 10 minutes. And in the meantime, I just want to talk about this whole idea of how do we stay okay? How do we keep ourselves in that space of good? And how do we keep ourselves in that space of I'm doing, not only am I doing well, it's getting better. You know, how does that work for you? I know for myself, it has been a journey, and it's a continued journey. It's incremental. Like, I feel like spirit, the Holy Spirit and my higher self have given me different challenges, different sort of initiations that come through living life experience and not trying to stop the organic life experience that is wanting to happen through control and manipulation or digging my heels in, but by showing up and being available for how life wants to change me and how life wants to have me grow and become a better version of myself. And not that I have to, but that's the trajectory that I would like to be on. And for me, I'm a seeker. I really like to know things. I like to unpack things. I like to take a look and see how things are made up. And so for me, like, I feel like there's an endless amount of things to like figure out, to be aware of, to look into that are going on this planet. And so for me, it has partially been learning how to focus on the things that I'm truly passionate about, versus just being like a wide open kind of like door to just everything that is shiny and like just makes me curious. And so that has also been helpful in learning how to find out what I really do like, what I don't like, what are my preferences, what are my opinions. The people pleaser in me like had a really, really, really hard time sharing what my real perspective was or what my real opinion was. I would always defer to whoever I was around, like that group or that one person. And I would defer to their opinion or to their perspective. And then I would usually go along with it or the illusion of going along with it if it wasn't necessarily my opinion. But I knew that was going to be the thing that would, you know, go along, you know, the whole go along to get along thing. But what I realized in that is I lost myself. In that long journey of doing that my whole life, I lost myself. I didn't know who I was. And I really got caught up in drugs and alcohol. And that, you know, I've shared that before on the show, but cocaine was my drug of choice. Alcohol was the other drug of choice. Food was the other drug, and sugar was the other one that's also incorporated in the food. But those things were slowly killing me because I lost myself in being like a hardcore people pleaser and doing everything that I thought I needed to do in the world based on what I thought the world expected of me versus what I just do, you know, what I figured out on my own versus, you know, my own way. And once I started going down that path of figuring out my own way, that opens up a whole different Pandora's box and challenges. But all of those challenges have been, for me, well worth it to go through, to overcome, to look at, because they have led me to who I am right now, able to do this radio show. And to be live and to have this conversation with you all, things that I would have never imagined doing or I could imagine myself doing, but I was terrified to do, terrified, like, or just knew I could do, but just really couldn't even wrap my head around like the steps. And so being here at 1-2 in the 1-2 world, I have to just really take a moment to thank Mark, the owner and the creator, because he has really brought together an amazing staff. Not only the part that has created the technology and the partnerships that he's had to forge there, but also in creating the system and the interfaces and then all of the readers and healers and psychics and mediums and intuitives, and creating the space for us to be able to be showcased and for you to easily get a hold of us when you want to. So all that, I really appreciate Mark very much, what it takes to create that and keep it going. I don't think I really understood until starting here and really beginning to go through the process of getting to know how the system works and how I can participate. And it really has been a learning lesson for me. So I just really can't thank Mark enough. I'm super excited to be part of this team. And it's like the years and years of wisdom that are here are incredible. I have a unique view, and I feel like I'm jumping all over the place, but it kind of applies here. But I have a unique view of being able to listen, because I am the producer as well of many of the shows, many of your favorite shows that you love, like the Psychic Cat. She has her show, The Intuition Hour. Mark Husson has his show, The Mark Husson Astrology Hour. We have Ginger with Heart Matters. She's coming up next. And Kelly with Empowerment, CA with Everyday Astrology. We got Backstage Pass, Raven and I, on Thursday, and that's just a few of the shows. We have live shows Monday through Thursday. But my point is it has been a journey for me, and I know many of the other 1-2 radio and 1-2 personalities that you know over on 1-2 Listen. It's been a journey for them too. But we also have been able and are able to share in that journey through our experience, like what works and what doesn't. And also this beautiful space where we can chat together and talk about that. So I want to jump over in the chat and see if anybody has shared something that works for them to keep them centered, to keep them balanced, to keep them upbeat. And then we'll get into readings. We'll switch gears. Don't forget, you may have to click on all comments. It's a drop down there at the top of the page once you get to my post. And I'm going to go to the top of the page. Tara, she says, hi, it's great to see you, Tara. Also seeing Pamela here. She says, hooray, it's time for Jay. It's great to see you, Pamela. And Evelyn, she says, hello, or she says, hi, Jay. Hope all is well. I hope all is well with you too, Evelyn. It's great to see you. Thank you for joining us. And Renee. Hey, Renee. I am so excited to see you. Thank you for joining us tonight. Evelyn says, hi, Jay. If time allows, any good vibes or reading for me, please. Thank you so much. All right, Evelyn, you'll be the first person we pull a card for. Tara says, great times. Good times. I said great times. She says good times. Geraldine says, I hear but can't hear. I will try again. Well, I hope that got sorted out. I'm hoping that I'm live, because that would be really sad if you couldn't hear me. But it looks like it's going. Okay. Keep trying, Geraldine. Keep trying. And Evelyn says, I can't hear you, and I have logged out three times. I wonder what that's about. Well, let me take a look at the back end here and see what's happening. And then Geraldine says, okay, all better now. I can hear all for getting to know more also and find my new passion. Yes, it's a process. And I, you know, one thing I learned in that whole deal, and I didn't like it, but I learned it, was this idea that part of finding what we do love and what we are passionate about is also finding out what we are not. Like finding out what really we don't like and that what we could do without. And being able to say that and not feel bad about it. Knowing that it's okay to have an opinion. it's okay to not go along with what everyone else thinks. And I don't mean to be like difficult about it. That's not what I'm saying either. But I'm also saying not to be afraid of seeing it differently, even if it's just a little bit differently. There is something to being able to be brave about that. Okay, and then Evelyn says, okay, I think I got it now. Okay, wonderful. It sounds like we were having a weird glitch. I appreciate you all being patient to work that out. Moriana, yes, I believe I'm saying that right. Moriana, it's great to see you. She says, hi, Jay. And I think that's everybody. Okay, I think we're going to get into readings. You're welcome to continue to share anything that helps you stay in a high vibe, helps you to stay in like a place of happiness, of joy. What are those things that you incorporate into your life, into your routine that do that? I would ask you to share from the standpoint of what you do for you, not necessarily what you expect from other people. Just as a way to like share, like a place to share from. So if you can share from a place of how it works out for you, and how it is helpful for you, like in the sense of maybe a routine that you have started, a workout routine, or maybe it's a new regimen in the kitchen that you're trying out. Okay, and I have to say all the above for me in my journey, it's taken therapy, classes, changing my diet, different times, being willing to change my mental diet. There is Emmett Fox. Lori Love talks about Emmett Fox a lot, and the mental diet. I think she was even doing it. And it is like a book you can purchase on Amazon. It's a little like pamphlet, like kind of style book. It's not long, if you're interested. But it, for me, the reason why I share it is because it was a journey for me to explore different forms of consciousness. It was a journey for me to also explore changing and looking at my belief systems, especially the parts that were outdated or that I really didn't, you know, that really didn't line up to how I believe currently, and to do some work around that. And I feel like that's sometimes some of the shadow work people talk about. And then it has also transitioned into doing trauma healing and looking into healing the parts of me that did go through trauma, that did affect my nervous system and have affected, you know, the way my brain works, and not to be a victim to any of that, but to also understand it even better so I can even understand myself better. And so I don't, again, feel like I'm a victim to my high alertness and my empathicness, but that I can use it to my advantage in the world and be empowered with it and how I use it as a tool, not where it uses me. And that's what was going on before. So this is your opportunity. If you would like a mini energy reading, if you would like me to pull a card for you, please put in the comment section in the chat to, hey Jay, I would love a general reading, or hey Jay, I have a question. Put your question in there and I'll pull a card and see what comes through. So let's get going on that. I believe Evelyn was first. And I just want to get back to the top of the page and make sure that's the case, because it's first come, first serve, the best way that I can anyways. And we're going to be using the Inner Voice Tarot cards, the Inner Voice Tarot, and it's the publisher's Unity Publishing, and it's the Inner Voice Tarot. It's like a teal color. All right. So Evelyn, she says, if time allows, any good vibes or a reading for me, please. Thanks much. All right, Evelyn, let's see what comes through. One more good shuffle for Evelyn. And then we're going to cut the deck and see. All right, Evelyn, we have Transition and Rebirth. It's the release card. And the message is, I release the old and embrace the new. So I feel it's like a circle. The endings in any ending is a new beginning. And part of that new beginning from the old way or the old or whatever old stuff that was happening is the transition. And part of being able to really step into the new, we have to go through a rebirth. And we have to be willing to let go of parts of what happened in the past, both from the standpoint of who was right, who was wrong, you know, what are the facts, what are the figures, and like everybody having their side and all the, you know, the different kind of opinions and emotions and just all the very different strong energies that can be there, especially in a situation that I feel like you've been through with the church. And right now, I feel like this is Spirit's way, the Holy Spirit's way of helping you heal those parts that are hurt. And I just feel like a hug coming in from Mother, Father, God, wanting to love on you, wanting to have you feel that care, that nurturing that you don't always feel in the world. And allowing that to grow into a new experience. And that may involve a new church. I know you really want to come back to the church you were already a part of, but I keep seeing new personally, like how I see it. And, you know, please, you're going to have to follow your heart with how you feel led and where you feel led. But I do see there is a transition here. There is a rebirth, and you can take full advantage of that, or you can still kind of like hide out about it. And that's the message I get. Thank you, Evelyn. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. All right. And I appreciate you all letting me know about the hearing stuff. I'll check into that to see if I can cut that out during the edit so we have a nice flow. Moriana is saying, may I have a reading, please? Yes. All right, let's see. Moriana. Shuffle, and we're picking the card from Moriana, and it is the disempowerment isolation card. And the message is, as I forgive myself, I forgive others with ease. So I just saw somehow like you've backed yourself into a corner a little bit with one of those sort of relationship issues where the dynamic, like I was talking about just before in a more general sense, but where there is the need to be right, there is the need to be like seen and to prove it and like to make the other person understand, make the other side understand you. And I feel like, unfortunately, who you're dealing with right now is like dealing with a brick wall, because they aren't hearing you. They don't want to change. They really don't want to see. They don't care. And I just see that it's causing more hurt, more like misunderstandings in you, the more you try to fight and make them understand. And the other part of this is it's made you kind of like just pull back and isolate. And I feel like there's a time and place for that. But I also feel like don't allow this one individual, because I feel like it's one major individual, make you think that that's how everyone else is in the world. It's almost like they've taken such a big piece of your attention, and like they are not respectful or honoring of you. And I feel like it's affecting you. And so I feel like it's pushing you like you're back against a wall. So this isn't about being right. This isn't about convincing them of anything. To me, this feels like a boundary issue, and it might require you to create some distance some way, somehow, if that's possible. Even at the very least of how you allow that person to speak with you and how you speak with them. Because it feels like it could be like a close relationship where it might not be so easy to create the distance. But I feel like it's important for you in any way you can in the moment to have that boundary is important, because your empathicness is taking too much on from this other person that is not yours, and it's really weighing heavy on you, and you and so much so it's not letting you see the truth. It's not, it's like clouding your energy and your emotions. Okay, I'm sending you a huge hug, Moriana, and let us know how you're doing and how that resonates. All right, Renee is next. She says, can you please pull a card for Rachel? She has surgery on the 22nd, but she is thinking of rescheduling because my older sister is coming up on the 21st, staying till the 25th. Rescheduling. Let's see. Card for Rachel in this situation of the surgery or to reschedule. Let's see what comes through for Rachel. One more shuffle here. And Rachel's card is, I confidently move forward to claim new good. My mind, body, and spirit are in balance. Two cards and two messages came out. And the one card is the planning and haste card. I move confidently forward to claim new good. And then the balance moderation card is the temperance card, and it's my mind, body, and spirit are in balance. So the way that I want to say that this would be best to discuss with your doctor, because it is a medical issue, and you know your doctor is going to be the one to determine if there is any leeway for the rescheduling or if it really needs to happen now. So there's that part for the disclaimer, and to always consult your doctor about medical issues. But then the part that I get about, I'm personally not intuitively sensing like an emergency situation where this needs to happen, and that there is some leeway, if you can get that cleared by your doctor, for the space, because there is something to you getting charged up around being able to be around your older sister and to also have Renee there and to have that time together, all of you. There is something to that being uplifting and being like good for your energy, good for your soul, good for your body, in a certain kind of way. But there's also like, and you waiting until, you know, so you can fully enjoy that visit. But then there's also, I see a benefit in going through with the surgery, the time that it's scheduled, because you will also still have that healing energy around. It will still be there. You won't be able to participate in the same way physically, but you will be a benefactor of the very healing energy while you're going through the recovery process. So that's the way I see it. From my perspective, no right or wrong way. There's just the best way that's going to work out best for you and your situation with your two sisters. But I see you, I'll say it this way, you deciding how it's going to go and just knowing that however it is you decide, going with that and just trusting that that's best, that's going to go a long way in it going very well and gracefully. If you hesitate, if you doubt yourself, that isn't great, is my point. So go with what you're going to be able to really trust and to go from that empowered strength place. All right, Tara. And hugs to both, well, to all of you sisters. That's going to be a great visit. But also hugs to Rachel as she's facing this surgery, because I know that's not easy to do. That can be very scary, depending upon what it is, and no matter what, you know, just going to the hospital, going to the doctor, that can be traumatizing for some of us. All right, Tara. Tara says, I would like a message for my busy weekend ahead, please. I am the casino chair for our school, and the casino is this weekend. I will definitely need to remember to take conscious breaths. Ah, this sounds very exciting though, Tara. I feel good things about this, actually. I feel like you're going to have a great time. I feel like people are going to be more... They're also going to be having a great time. I feel like the kind of pettiness, not that there won't be some, because it's people, when people get together, there's the potential for pettiness, of course. But I feel most of the people that are going to be gravitating right now are looking at this as an outlet. They're wanting to have a good time. They're going to participate in the good time. They're going to do their part to make it a good time. So I feel like you have a good set of parents here and that are going to make your job, I wouldn't say easy, but more enjoyable than it might have been in the past. All right, card for Tara. Let's see what the cards say. We have the renewal card and nostalgia. The message is, I view the world with childlike wonder. I view the world with childlike wonder. And what I see with that, Tara, is it is important to have like a vision of how you want to see this going, but also be real, just as present as you can be once the event gets going. Because it's in your presence that you'll be able to enjoy the special moments that happen, and you'll also be able to handle any issues that come up. If you're too into the future or too into the nostalgia of the past, it will not allow you to see what's right in front of you. So your superpower is going to be staying present. There are going to be some surprises that are fun and exciting and uplifting for you in doing so. And it will allow you to handle whatever needs to be handled, even the challenging stuff, in a way that I feel like you'll be able to do it gracefully, swiftly, and like you'll be quick on your feet. So I feel good about this, for you. It feels exciting. It feels like you're going to have a good time. And don't be afraid to, I feel like you have, this doesn't feel like your first time. It doesn't even feel like your second or third time. Like even if you haven't been the chair, you've been to these events, so you know how they can go. You know how they should go. What I'm seeing here is looking at it like doing your best to create the best of, while also not killing yourself either. Like knowing there's only so much you can do. The rest is up to everyone else to create once the event comes to life. But I feel like the stage is set for this to be successful, and don't be afraid to lean on some of the support, like the counter support you have from some of the other parents. If like you have like a volunteer pool you can pull from, don't forget, you're not in it alone. Let me know how that resonates, Tara. All right, I want to remind everybody we have something really cool called the Gratitude Board happening over on One to Listen. And it's a free service. It's a place where we empower your attention with our attention, empower your intentions with our attention as advisors over at One to Listen. And the way to use it is to put in present tense the things that you're grateful for, and then also to put the things that you like to manifest that haven't manifested yet, but putting them in present tense as if you have. And still posting them, because it helps generate energy around your intention, around your manifestation. Because all of us advisors, we bring that into our prayers and to our manifestations, and we energize your gratitude and what you're grateful for and what's going on in your life. And so use that service. Go take a look at what people are posting. It is anonymous, but you can see what people are posting and what they're grateful for. And all of the directions are right there for you to be able to participate. I would love for you to take advantage of that service. Something else that is happening that's free and it's weekly over at within the 1-2 world is Mark's Power Peak. It's called Mark's Power Peak. It's like a peek into next week. It comes out in an email form. It's an electronic newsletter. And an email comes out every Saturday evening for the following week. And he has a whole team of other 1-2 Listen members like CA and Kelly and Mo and Grace who contribute to the whole thing. But CA does the main write-up. She does the astrology write-up for the week, the overview, and the day-by-day outlook. And it's all free. All you have to do is sign up to get the email. And then you get the code to open it up every week. And it is a really cool service. And I have to say, this is where you're going to see the years and years and years and years of wisdom come up and be seen in the writing, in like the perspective, in the guidance, in what comes through. So check that out. Mark's Power Peak. All right, so I want to make sure that I am seeing everybody before I close out the radio show for one more week. Please don't forget, I am going to be on with my partner, Alan, tonight for Ethereal Styles and Soulful Smiles, and we're going to be talking about transitions, life transitions, spiritual transitions, all manner of transition. We're going to be talking about that and the things that are going on in both of our lives currently. And we're also going to share in some of those things that we've been through and what that process was like and what that experience was like to get to where we are now. And so I'm excited to have that conversation with Alan coming up at 8 p.m. Pacific right after Raven's Rabbit Hole. She's coming on at 7 p.m. Pacific. Oliver is at 6 p.m. Pacific. And as I said a little bit earlier, Ginger with Heart Matters is at 5 p.m. Pacific right after me. All right, I want to just see here. Okay, so Tara says, that sounds great. Not just remember to breathe, but to play. Have fun with it. Yes, exactly. And then she says, Tara continues to say, get that Capricorn stick out of my butt. If you can, because it will be the difference between, I feel like, you being able to enjoy what's happening and unfolding and getting like a kick out of some of it versus like taking some stuff to heart that maybe isn't really so personal, but might feel personal, if that makes sense. All right, Shell's joining us. Hi, Shell Bell. She says, Jay, general reading, pretty please. All right, Shell, you're going to be next. And then we got Geraldine. So, Shell, you're next. Let's see what we got here. And one more shuffle for Shell. And the card for Shell. It is the Desire, an excess card. The name of the card is Bondage. And there is a bird in a cage with a door open. That's the symbol. And the message, along with the sirens, is I break free from the illusion of limitation. I break free from the illusion of limitation. I feel like there's something that you're going through, Shell, that you too have put yourself in a corner. And it's you. There's something about the way you're seeing a situation. They're showing me at work where like you are only seeing it from one way. And it's like your brain is saying you have all of it. Like you've got it. Like there's nothing else to know. But I feel there is more to know. I feel like there's more to understand. I feel like there's more to the story that's going to be very helpful. And part of that is being able to get out of like, you know, are you right? Are they right? Or like, you know, is this, you know, manipulation or is this, you know, am I being gaslit? I feel like it's some kind of like drama kind of emotion happening. And so I feel like there's like a sense of you being on guard. So just understand that you don't want to be so on guard that you put yourself in that locked up position. And so you want to stay in that place of your presence, the power of your presence. That's where your peace is. That's where you are able to be totally plugged into your intuition and to really hear that clear guidance. So I don't feel like this is anything that's life-threatening, or that like has to be addressed. But it feels like something that will be very helpful to you to be aware of, because you can literally like taking a jacket off in a hot room, just feel that immediate release, like that immediate relief just from changing in your perspective of how you see it. That's what I'm seeing for you, Shell. All right. We have one more minute here to pull a card for Geraldine. Geraldine. Let's see what card comes through for you. And if I missed anybody, I'm really sorry. I am here weekly for the Psychic Playground. And I would love for you to come back, because the second half of the show, it's when we do readings. And so if I didn't get a chance to do a reading for you today, you can find me over at 12listen.com weekly in the afternoons and evenings, sometimes in the mornings. If you happen to look for me but you don't see me, don't hesitate to use the schedule appointment button on my bio page. It lets me know right away that you're looking for me. Okay, Geraldine, this next shuffle is for you. And we're going to cut the deck and pull a card. And the message is, the card words are disempowerment and isolation. It's a card of the mind. It's the 8 card, number 8. And it's the message of, as I forgive myself, I forgive others with ease. So I'm feeling like this is a theme that's happening with everybody in a different kind of way. In this situation, Geraldine, I feel like it's important to, if you can, put yourself in the shoes of the people that you are having conflict with and try to see things from their side. Because I know you're really good at seeing it from your side, but you aren't so great at seeing it from their side for various numbers of reasons. And I feel like you have a valid reasons for not wanting to see it from their side. But I feel like part of you getting the wisdom and understanding in your situation is only going to come if you let yourself see both sides. So you can really see where you're coming from, where they're coming from, and if there's really even a place to meet in the middle. Because right now I feel like in the us and them and the tug of war of the fight, neither party can really see a solution, nor can they get to a point where there's like a relaxed moment. So it just keeps the tension going. It keeps the pendulum swinging back and forth. It keeps the pinball machine going. And so in order to stop that, or to at least have a chance at another experience, part of it is you being willing to look at things differently. And I'm seeing being able to see things even just for a moment. Not that you need to say anything about seeing things from both sides, but there is something to you being able to see both sides and through the eyes of not being limited through that filter of us and them and I'm right and you're wrong. Like there is something to just backing up and looking at it like from 30,000 feet and being able to look down on it and seeing what you see from that bigger picture perspective. I want to thank everybody for joining me for the Psychic Playground here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. I hope you have a beautiful night, everybody. Good night, and I'll see you a little bit later on tonight.